like we're just friends. I don't need a lot, need a drink in the West End. One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Now, here's Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
Taylor Swift taking over the city of Toronto and literally shutting down the city of Toronto for the Eras Tour. We got you covered with all things Eras Tour.
Can you build a solid relationship after it started with you being that person's side piece? Like, can you go from side piece to number one? Is it difficult? Can it be done? Has it been done?
Bald men rejoice.
Oh, excuse me.
You are sexy. There's a list of the top 10 sexiest bald men of 2024. So the other bald men listening right now can feel confident going out there in the world.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On Kiss 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
How sweet.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On KISS 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is taking over Toronto.
I'm just having more fun on this tour than I've ever had on any tour in my life. And the reason for that is that you guys have turned this into something that feels more than just a concert for me, at least. You have all these traditions you've started. You turn it into a full event. And, like, the way the city of Toronto has embraced us and welcomed us, it's just, we notice all of that. And it's so heartening. It feels so good. It feels so different than any experience I've ever had before. So, honestly, thank you to anyone here tonight who, like, got excited about the idea of the Eras.
Incredible. Wow. Rogers Center was just bonkers, like all day, all night. They closed off streets. They closed down the highway.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? Like literally thousands of people down there before the show even started. I know, Maria, you were down there for quite a bit. Dan Mori, you were down there for quite a bit. Can you describe from your perspective, the atmosphere, what it was like from the time you got there till you left? Because again, you were there day till night.
It was just a sea of glitter,
yeah,
a sea of sequins, and just a sea of happiness. Like so many people were just like thrilled that it was finally time.
Like, were they hysterical or were
it was oddly very calm.
Really, huh?
I actually was quite surprised at how calm everyone was.
Because you would think that this would be like the release, right? Yeah. Like
just mass hysteria.
Yeah, yeah.
Maria from the Roz and Mocha Show, you are out at the convention center right next door.
Yes, a tailgate.
The tailgate. Describe what was happening there, because there was a bunch of different things, right?
Yeah, it was like a whole convention center filled with Taylor Swift fans being able to make friendship bracelets. There was a silent disco. They had photo booths. They had a makeup bar where you can get your makeup done. They had like free vending machines where you could win prizes and like bunch of vendors. People were just there drinking. There was a bar. There was like a whole stage where they did costume competitions, sing-alongs. It was like insane. It was just things happening everywhere, and it was so much fun.
They also had this thing, which we'll get to in a second, but I'm just excited to tell you guys what it was called.
Okay.
It's called the Friendship Ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah, is that the Best Friend Chapel?
Describe the scene before we play exactly what happened.
Is it like a wedding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there was a full chapel. With seats and everything, carpet, and you walk down with your friends after you make your friendship bracelets down the hall.
Yeah.
And you come and you exchange your friendship bracelets and you express your vows and get bonded together in a unity, with a minister. Love is in the air here, guys. I'm at the Best Friend Chapel that they have at the tailgate, and two friends are about to express their love for each other by exchanging their best friend vows. Let's get into it.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Tessa.
So we're standing at the altar all together. I'm basically crashing this wedding, but it's fine.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sheertex Best Friends Chapel. We're here to honor the strongest bond there is, the unbreakable friendship between
Becca
and
Tessa.
Today, these two aren't just here to renew their friendship vows. They're here to remind the world that some things, like their bond, are truly unbreakable.
Amen.
Amen. Are you both ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Do you promise to text back within five?
They're holding hands. I can't.
Yes, I do.
Share all memes unselfishly.
Yes.
And always be honest about each other's outfit choices.
Always.
And do you promise to save the last little bit of whatever food is on your plate for your friend?
Absolutely, especially if it's a glizzy.
Damn.
Tell them when their crush or their secret crush is around the corner.
Most definitely.
And remind them how amazing they are. Strong through all the ups and downs, and of course, the inevitable wardrobe malfunction.
I will every day for the rest of my life.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you best friends forever.
I'm kind of jealous, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of calling one of my friends. I'd be like, yo, I got a great idea.
Yeah. So good. So that was the convention center. Then immediately following the Eras Tour outside of Rogers Center, mass hysteria, Dammit Maury capturing everything from everyone.
You're leaving the Eras Tour show, and it looks like you're about to get emotional.
Yes. So basically, when it started, I'm bawling my eyes out trying to sing along. I'm like, oh, just like singing along. And then she comes out, and also I have no voice yet. But she comes out, and I'm like bawling my eyes out. My mom's looking at me like, Michaela, seriously. Like,
yeah, seriously, Michaela,
right,
get a hold of yourself.
It's literally Taylor Swift. Okay. And I'm freaking out. And the whole show was just like so amazing. And the surprise songs were two mashups. It was My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
What are you going to do to make sure you never forget this moment?
I'm literally going to watch the videos every day, and I'm never going to shower, so I'm always like Taylor Swift.
No, Michaela, chill.
Okay, you're leaving the venue. You're leaving the Rogers Center right now. Yeah. The Eras Tour, how was that?
It was amazing. It was life-changing.
So yeah. Like, the best thing I think we've ever seen, ever.
I've never felt better in my whole life.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was amazing. It absolutely lives up to the hype. I love being here with my mom and my sisters. It was a great moment for us. We've been waiting for 2 years, so it was amazing.
Nothing compares to it. Like, I've seen Taylor twice before, and this show was on another level than the other two shows I saw. Both of those were amazing. I cried during those too. But this one was like an out-of-body experience.
We had so much fun, and we actually came from the U.S., from right outside Washington, D.C., to see the show tonight and had the time of our lives.
Tell me about the vibe in there.
Oh my gosh. We were saying it was so positive. Everyone's so happy. It's sort of like you forget about what's going on in the rest of the world and just embrace Taylor and all that she is.
Oh my God, you're shaking.
I'm in shock. That was crazy. That's literally a once in a lifetime experience. Oh my God.
What stood out for you? What were some of the moments?
Oh my God, the whole rap era was fantastic. We got False God as our little surprise song. Honestly, all of it was crazy.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. All of this to say, I hope you're okay, but you're the reason. And no one here's to blame, but what about your quiet treason? And for a about whoever, now you're in my backyard.
biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
This is Kiss.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I
Kiss 92.5.
Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Got your text. Do you want to tell everyone what you said?
Okay, so I was basically just suggesting that maybe it's time that you guys gave a name to Shen's or Cheesecake's followers, just kind of like there's the Flaming Romos. I think it's only the time that his army, had a name following. Uh-huh.
He has an army. It's called Mom and Dad.
Wow.
but for us, civil servants of, of him, I think it's time that, it's due, especially with all the battles and stuff going on, know.
Like the Cheesecake Uprising? Okay, so what would you call them? What would you call the Shen fans?
I suggested, the Cheesecake Factory.
It's fire.
Okay.
Or I don't know. I left that the creative part up to you guys. I'm the plan maker, and then you guys are the ones, you know, who would put it into motion. But Shem would have to approve because I don't fully trust you.
What about the Nubbins?
Wow. Hey, yo, great name. Great name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Add that to the list.
No.
Yeah.
You can make up
Shem's Army of Nubbins.
No, or like a poll for like the fans to vote or something. I don't know. But or maybe Shem could think of something.
Wow. I didn't think that I had an army. So firstly, thank you for that. That's very nice.
You don't, by the way.
He's so mean.
Why do we got to split? Why do we got to do all that? Like the Romos are for everyone, right? Like that's like the whole show. But I guess what you're saying is that like when there's specific fans for like one of the specific people, like what do they even internally sort of refer to them as? Right.
Yeah. Or like with all the battles, or like if you ever had like another King of Pins kind of thing, or like, you know, Mocha comes out of nowhere and attacks Shem. We need like the army needs a calling kind of thing, right? Like we need something to group us together. Right. I mean, we already do that anyways, but something more, you know.
Oh, you're not loud enough though.
Wow.
Okay. Jeez, it's too early for this.
My God.
Show us how you feel.
What do you think, Steph? What do you think? What would you call yourselves?
No, I don't know. I'm digging Cheesecake Factory. That's a pretty fire name.
Yeah, I like a good one.
I like that. I mean, I am biased because that's one I came up with, but I like Cheesecake Factory. I think it's cool.
I like it as well. Let's roll with
what
that.
What did you say, Rod? The Little Nubbins?
Just the Nubbins.
The what?
The Nubbins.
The Nubbins.
Just the Nubbins.
And it's the Nubbins, not duh.
Yeah,
Nubbins.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
The Nubbins.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Nubbins unite.
Yeah. You know what else would work though? And I'm not throwing this out there because it's funny, but it's just the way my head goes.
Oh no.
I honestly think that you, Shem, could call your fans the choir.
Oh!
I think we have a winner.
That is actually really, really good.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I think that you could actually call your fans the choir.
And
I think
that doesn't make fun of me either. I like it.
And that's why I was hesitant to say it.
Oh, wait, what?
All right, the Nubbins it is. Yeah, Steph, you're the best. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
You are just be happy. You are now the one responsible for Shem's army of fans called Da Nubbins.
Oh my God.
Thanks for the idea, Steph.
No, bye.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
You know I came in for the cake. Looking the money ain't the only thing I chase down. She ain't see the stars in the race. So then she got in them, had her face down. Got my type, my sweetie. Go be wifey, if she freaky. Hell of a night, blowing money like Monopoly. I'm a dog, kill a kitty, no apology. I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy. Shawty, take it slow, then chitty, chitty. Come on, baby, be my jam. Hey, baby, let me see it. Jalebi, baby. I just wanna eat it. Jalebi, baby. Baby, let me see it. Jalebi, baby. Oh, I really need it. Jalebi. Oh, baby, let me see it. Jalebi, baby. I just wanna eat it. Jalebi, I know the things that you like. Looking like a snack, looking like a whole meal. Gucci and Chanel with your red bottom heels. Ice drip like Bonnie. Barney Jackson, Lady Rani. Shawty bad, she my divani, Mastani. Light it up from Hollywood to Mohali. Tessa and Derulo, it's a worldwide party. I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy. Shawty, take it slow, then shit, ain't shifty. Come on, baby, be my jelly, baby. You know what I'ma say? Hey, baby, let me see it. I just wanna eat it. Jalebi, baby. Baby, let me see it. Jalebi, baby. Oh, I really need it. Jalebi. Oh, baby, let me see it. Jalebi, baby. I just wanna eat it. the things that you like.
Being greedy
pays off.
I'm feeling greedy.
She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Oh my goodness. Stop it. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On KISS 92.5.
Everyone, I have an announcement.
Get tickets now for the most magical event of the year. Wicked.
You're gonna be popular.
On November 22nd. Dance. Sing. And celebrate. Wicked. In theaters November 22nd. Get tickets now.
Imagine this. The sound of a helicopter touching down on a mountain peak. The crunch of snow under your skis. And the feeling of total freedom. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $30 million. Buy your ticket today.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax. So it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Come and get it.
In just 2 minutes, an Oral-B electric toothbrush can change your mind about what a toothbrush can do. In just 2 minutes a day, its dentist-inspired round brush head cleans 100% better than a regular brush. And in less time than the average commercial break, you can get that purifying clean feeling like you just left the dentist. Not bad for just a couple of minutes. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Come and get it.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
All right, what's going on? It's Mocha, and I would love for you to swing by Lexus of Richmond Hill and check out the 2025 NX250 all-wheel drive. This awesome compact SUV has Lexus reliability and craftsmanship built right in. It comes with loads of safety features like Lexus Safety System Plus 3.0, digital latch safe exit assist, downhill assist control, and get this, it's got 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. That is crazy. Visit LexusOfRichmondHill.com. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Join the circle of life at the Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at the Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
How do you Subway, holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon, ooh, crispy potato rings, ooh, and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants. Extras additional. Terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
Discover more value at Loblaws with Fresh Promise. If their produce is not fresh, it's free. Shop now, conditions apply. See in-store for details.
What's your favorite of Kiss? The biggest hits? Slow it down. Or the best throwbacks?
I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic?
The biggest hits?
The best throwbacks.
Get it all
on Kiss 92.5.
Yo, Gordon, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, man. You got the whole squad here. All right, I'm just going to read what you texted, okay?
Sounds good.
Could you start a relationship after finding out you were that person's side piece? Little backstory, I met this girl, been talking to her for a while. Then I found out she's got a boyfriend after hooking up. Curious to know everyone's thoughts.
Are they still together?
She says that they're in the middle of breaking up.
So how long had you and this girl been together?
I wouldn't say together, but like probably a month or so, six weeks that we've been.
And where?
At least.
Okay, where'd you guys meet?
On Tinder.
So yeah. She got a boyfriend. She's on Tinder.
Wow. Maury.
And you guys meet. During the times that you've gotten together, any red flags?
No, to be honest, like, she was very persistent, like, trying to plan future dates and things, like, things that you wouldn't think someone with a partner would be doing.
Yeah.
So you want to know whether or not you should continue the relationship. I think the straight-up answer is no.
Well, hold on. Let's hear him out.
Yeah, like, are you okay with being the side piece?
See, then here's my thing. Like, I think... Like, I'm 50-50, to be honest. Like,
I think
if she was honest, it wouldn't bother me so much. Like, you wouldn't quit a job without a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but I just think that she could have been honest.
Yeah. Oftentimes when somebody's like, oh, we're in the process of breaking up, like, is she married or is this guy her boyfriend?
No, they're just like boyfriend and girlfriend. They don't live together or anything.
There's no process of breaking up. She hasn't broken up with him. There's no process to that. I don't love you anymore, and I want to be with other people.
Also, how do you know, Gordon, that you're not one of many side pieces?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if you're cool with it, like, I don't know.
Like, but I think that where this all goes wrong for you, dude, is that if she breaks up with him, and you don't move into pole position. You know, you don't get to be the boyfriend.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that. I guess I gotta figure out what I want.
Life's too short.
Yeah.
So hold on.
That's exactly what I think.
You don't necessarily, you're not like looking for a girlfriend. You just want her to be honest, and you still just like want to fool around.
Exactly. Like, I think we could have some fun. I'm not looking for a wife.
Right.
How old are you?
I am 35, but I'm also divorced. Like, this would be my first relationship since. Okay. Being divorced.
So are you now feeling guilty, though, because you're the side piece and there's some guy out there that doesn't know you're the side piece? Does that play into this at all?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I feel bad for Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Guys are so different what they say.
Find you a next one, man.
Yeah, I guess I can just move on. Is this easy to find this one?
Yeah, but look. Okay. Yeah. it's a different world when you're talking about dudes, huh, Maria?
Yeah, this is blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
I feel like I'm in the long locker room.
Yeah, it's just a casual thing, right? It's like you're not going to get your heart broken if she says, I don't want to see you anymore.
Exactly.
Right? But things, I'm imagining you have fun with her.
Yeah, like, that's the... It's not that I put time and effort into it. It's just that, like, I thought we got along. We have fun.
Yeah?
I'm not looking for a wife, but at the same time, like, I don't want to ruin someone else's life.
Yeah.
Is she always available when you need her? That's how you can find out if there's other side
pieces.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. Like, I could call her right now.
Yeah.
And she'd be here.
Oh, hey.
Wow. Okay. Hey. But I think this works because of what you want. But if you wanted something more, this would be like, absolutely get out of it. You know?
Yeah.
I think it works because I think you want it casual.
So you have no interest, though, in becoming her boyfriend?
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, so you...
So then, I answer your question. Like, when I close my eyes, so I think she's the one at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No, she's not there.
Okay, so you wouldn't even mind if you were the boyfriend and then she had another side piece?
No, probably not.
Okay, there we go. All right, this is modern love, everybody. This is what modern love looks like.
No, this is not what I... No, no.
Why couldn't you ask her and then you can all go for dinner?
There you go. All right, thanks, Gord. Where do you live? You listen to the show from where?
Vancouver.
Oh, okay, big up to everyone in Vancouver. Appreciate you. Thank you. I hope that helped. I don't know if it did or not. Gave you some clarity or whatever.
I don't feel so bad anymore.
All right, bud. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I'm sticking with Roz.
Oh, well, cool, man.
Hi, yes, Gordon. Peace out, man.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. Your phone's been off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you ain't like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really
tell you no, that hurt. So every while I'm still on my phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you like this. When shit don't go your way, you need me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. What did you think would happen? I'll never let you have it. What did you think would happen? Suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
This is Kiss.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Back again. Jamie's back.
Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating. Hey! You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me, so... Come on, dip, bum on your lips. Jump back, jiggle a hip and wiggle a bit. And get ready, cause this is about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. You damn it! Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. Little hellions, kids feeling rebellious. Embarrassed, the parents still listen to Elvis. They start feeling like prisoners helpless. Till someone comes along on a mission and yells, a visionary, vision is scary. Can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass. And it's a disaster, such a catastrophe. But you can see so damn much of my ass you ask for me. Well, I'm back, na 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 na. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in and I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter. The center of attention, back for the winner, I'm interesting. The best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me?
Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
You can get your kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit. Moby, you can get stomped by Obi. You 36-year-old boy that's dead. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been though suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes, man, it just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. So I'm not
the first king of controversy. I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey, there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
I found this list of the Marie. I need you to weigh in on this. It's the sexiest bald men in the world. Everybody, remember, like, it's like the Academy Awards. You know, the Academy Awards come out, and then they got to do the Razzies and all these other awards. Everything comes out. So all these other sexy things start happening, right? It's a very sexy day today.
Okay.
So we should be celebrating all the sexiness of the day.
All right, let's go.
So they did a list of the 10 sexiest bald men in the world. Now, I like the fact that not all of these are sort of bald by choice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right? Because I think that that matters. I think that that's very helpful. I think that naturally balding men should be included in the sexy bald men list.
Okay.
So let me go through the list for you, Maria, here, okay? And you make, oh, damn it, Maura, you too. You let me know what you think of sexy, but I want your reactions just in sounds.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just in sounds. Vin Diesel. Stanley Tucci.
Can I Google? Hold on, I don't know who that is. Hold on.
Samuel L. Jackson. Danny DeVito. Terry Crews. Kelly Slater, who's a surfer. Shaquille O'Neal.
They're like, yo, you see them toes?
The Rock. And at number one on the list, Prince William. Really?
Prince William?
Yeah.
What a nerd.
Why do you care so much?
I'm just, I don't know, like.
You don't think he's sexy?
Did you want to weigh in on all of them?
Who's sexier than Prince William?
I'm surprised that he's on that list.
Your reaction was not surprised.
You're
your reaction.
So many.
Also, now I know who Stanley Tucci is.
Go.
This has been Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Plus, download the Roz and Mocha podcast from your favorite app store now.
Kiss 92.5.
In the corner of my mind, there's a secret place I hide away. But it's nothing like your eyes shining brighter every night and day. You take me.
live at the Rogers Center.
My name's Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text, where one person will win tickets to her show at midnight.
Plus, follow all the action pre- and post-show live from our Taylor Swift studios every afternoon after 4 when she's here.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Want the best opportunities for your career? Prepare for them at one of Canada's best online universities. Yorkville University's 100% online Bachelor of Business Administration program is flexible, so your career and family don't have to wait while you earn your degree. Our BBA is offered with 4 specializations, and with an accelerated learning schedule, you can graduate in as few as 2.5 years. Do what's best for your career. Learn more at mybba.ca. mybba.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore is bringing it with 28 days of daily deals. This week, get Lactantia butter for only $4.50 each and a 5-pound bag of clementines for only $4. Find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions may apply. See flyer for details.
RedTag.ca's early Black Friday pre-sale is here with up to 65% off vacation packages. Plus, a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. No matter the destination, from adventurous to relaxed, your next escape deserves the best pre-Black Friday deals. Don't wait. Book today at RedTag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Offer ends November 21st. Certain conditions apply.
RedTag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years. Book today.
Installing a TV on a wall sounds simple, right?
That was easy.
Did you find the stud?
You're looking at him. Oof, I can fix that.
Saving up to $900 on car and home insurance with Bel Air Direct is simple. Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Certain conditions apply.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
The Red Clay Strays. These Moments Tour. Live. Lighting up OLG stage at Falls View Casino on March 19th. With special guest Brent Cobb. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss a moment of the Red Clay Strays live.
Why wait? Shop like it's Black Friday at Leon's today. Save up to 50% on select furniture and mattresses, plus get Black Friday specials on select appliances. Final weekend.
This is CKIS Toronto.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 92.5.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
Kiss wherever you go.
Download the all-new Seeker app.
S-E-E-K-R. Seeker.
There's a new place to find podcasts, news, sports, and Kiss 92.5.
It's too much, our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away. Baby, I'm on it. If you really want it, I'll give you everything I got. I knew when I saw it, how you caught me falling. It's even better than I thought. Your hands are mine till it's over.
Five's needy
or greedy.
Hey, what up? It's Shem, aka Cheesecake, from the Roz and Mocha Show. I'm gonna hang out with you until six this afternoon or this evening. It is a busy show. We will get to all of that in a little bit, though. Right now, we got some business to take care of. It is needy or greedy time. This is where you have two choices. You can choose to be needy. We'll give you $92 just like that, no questions asked. Or you can choose to be greedy. Take a guess at what's in our jackpot right now, and that money will be yours if you are correct. So if you want to play needy or greedy, the key word for today is button. B-U-T-T-O-N. Text that and your name, button, B-U-T-T-O-N, and your name right now to 925-555 if you want to play needy or greedy.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Take that. Usher got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Hey, good afternoon, Tony. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I'm just doing good. How are you?
Not too bad, Tony. What part of the city are you from, my friend?
Vaughn.
Vaughn, Tony and Vaughn. All right, Tony, this is Needy or Greedy. You know how the game is played, man. You got two choices. You can choose to be needy, you'll get $92, or you can choose to be greedy and take a guess at what's in the jackpot. If you're correct, that money will be yours. Now, let me give you some info first before you make a decision. The last time we played, Tony, was 6 p.m. last night. Alyssa guessed 1,032. She was incorrect. The jackpot is actually lower than that. So knowing that, Tony from Vaughn, do you want to be needy or do you want to be greedy, my friend?
I'll be greedy.